Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening from. Welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm truly delighted to have you with me today. Thank you for making God's Word a part of your day. Take a quiet moment, settle your heart, and let's receive encouragement from the Lord. Today's topic is trusting God's bigger picture. Our Bible text is from Romans chapter 8, verse 28, which reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." Several years ago, author Laura Story shared her personal testimony in interviews and in her book, When God Doesn't Fix It. Shortly after she got married, her husband, Martin, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Surgery saved his life, but it left him with long-term health challenges that changed the course of their dreams. They had prayed, believed, and hoped for complete healing, yet life unfolded differently than they expected. Looking back, Laura said she gradually realized that although God had not answered every prayer in the way they wanted, He had never stopped being faithful. Out of that painful season came deeper faith, ministry that touched countless lives, and the well-known song Blessings, which has encouraged millions of believers around the world. What seemed like a broken story became part of a much bigger story that only God could see. That reminds me of something many of us need to hear today. Sometimes we judge God's plan by one chapter of our lives, while God is writing the entire book. Joseph probably couldn't see the bigger picture when his brothers sold him into slavery. He certainly couldn't see it when he was falsely accused and thrown into prison. Yet years later, standing before the same brothers who had hurt him, he declared in Genesis 50 verse 20, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." What a remarkable perspective. I don't know what you're passing through today. Maybe you've been praying about your career, your marriage, your finances, your health, or a child you deeply love. Perhaps you've asked God the same question over and over, "Lord, why is this taking so long?" Can I encourage you today? Just because you don't understand God's process doesn't mean He has abandoned His purpose. Our vision is limited, but God's vision is eternal. We see today's disappointment. God sees tomorrow's testimony. We see the closed door. God sees the better opportunity that hasn't even appeared yet. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 that God's thoughts and ways are higher than ours. That doesn't mean He is distant. It means His wisdom reaches far beyond what we can presently understand. Trust is easiest when everything makes sense. But real faith grows when we choose to believe God even when life doesn't. Remember Abraham. God promised him a son, yet years passed before the promise was fulfilled. Remember David. He was anointed king long before he ever sat on the throne. God's promises often travel through seasons of waiting before they become reality. If you're in a waiting season today, don't mistake delay for denial. God is still arranging details you cannot see. Even now, He may be protecting you from something you don't know or preparing you for something greater than you've imagined. I pray for you today. Every confusing season in your life will eventually reveal God's wisdom. Every delay that has been according to His purpose will produce lasting joy in Jesus' name. Your faith will not fail, your hope will not die, and your testimony will surely come in Jesus' name. Take courage. The God who holds the universe also holds your tomorrow. Time for reflection. What area of your life have you been struggling to surrender completely to God? Is there a situation where you've been demanding answers instead of choosing trust? Spend a few moments honestly placing that area into God's hands today. Action step for the day. Choose one unresolved situation that has been weighing heavily on your heart. Instead of worrying about it throughout the day, pause whenever it comes to mind and simply pray, "Lord, I may not understand your plan, but I trust your heart. Lead me one step at a time." Then thank him in advance for what he is already doing behind the scenes. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Please say this with me with faith. Today, I choose to trust God's bigger picture for my life. I will not be ruled by fear or uncertainty. God is working all things together for my good. His timing is perfect, his wisdom is flawless, and his love for me never fails. I will walk by faith and not by sight. My future is secure in Christ, and I believe my best days are still ahead. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for your word. Thank you because you know the end from the beginning. Today we place every unanswered question, every delayed expectation, and every burden into your loving hands. Strengthen our faith where it has become weak. Replace anxiety with peace, and help us trust you even when we cannot see the full picture. Let every listener experience fresh hope, divine direction, unexpected favor, and open doors according to your perfect will. May this day be filled with your presence, protection, and grace. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message has encouraged you, please share it with someone who may need this reminder today. You never know how God may use one simple act of sharing to strengthen another person's faith. Until next time, keep trusting God, keep walking by faith, and keep winning every day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes. Step by step.